Our next batch of news contains a cheery story of a burglar being caught after being chased and bitten by a police dog. News of yet more sinkholes opening up in Norwich, and tributes to two D-Day veterans. Ruth starts us off.
A burglar who shares his name with the Godfather film Mafia Don has been jailed after being spotted inside a house by an alert window cleaner. Vito Corleone Smith, 30, was caught after he was chased and bitten by a police dog called Rodney as he tried to flee from a house on Longdale Hill in Cossey. The dog and its handlers had been called to the area after a window cleaner became suspicious when he saw two people inside the property. Smith, whose first and middle names echo Vito Corleone, the character played by Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro in the Godfather series, admitted carrying out the burglary, which occurred on November the 19th last year, at a hearing at Norwich Crown Court last month. He also admitted to breaching a restraining order relating to a former partner on February 26th this year. Appearing before the court to be sentenced on Tuesday, June the 14th, Smith, who has 17 previous convictions for 31 offences, including burglary, was jailed for a total of 2 years and 3 months. The court heard he and the second person, a juvenile who is subject to separate legal proceedings, had been armed with a crowbar that was used to smash their way in through a back window before ransacking the house. Though pillowcases and items to be carried off, only a set of VW car keys were eventually stolen.
Emergency works are underway to repair a second sinkhole which has opened up in the city suburbs. The junction of Aylsham Road, Woodcock Road and Mar Cross Road closed on the 10th of June after a collapsed sewer resulted in a large hole opening up. It comes just after another sinkhole closed off the nearby Junction Road, which is located just off Aylsham Road. Anglian Water expects to have the work completed on the second sinkhole near the Aylsham Road traffic lights by the end of the week. When people think of sinkholes, the image of a red double-decker bus falling down a hole in Earlham Road immediately springs to mind. This extraordinary incident took place in March 1988, when the collapse of a medieval chalk mine caused a hole to form underneath the bus's wheels. There have been numerous occasions when sinkholes have appeared in Norwich, and it is all down to the chalk beneath our feet. Damaged infrastructure can play a part in sinkholes forming, but there are natural causes too. This includes heavy rainfall. But Norwich's chalk poses problems when it comes to sinkholes, as this is a form of limestone containing the mineral calcite, which is water-soluble.
One of Britain's last surviving Normandy veterans, who dedicated his life to making sure that his brothers-in-arms were never forgotten, has died aged 98. Just 2 days before the 78th anniversary of D-Day, a commemoration he always made a pilgrimage to Normandy to mark, Jack Woods passed away peacefully at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on June the 4th. Jack saw service with the 9th Battalion Royal Tank Regiment in Italy and France and took part in the fiercely contested Battle of the Reichswald as the Allies pushed into Germany in 1945. He was the secretary of the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association and organised an annual trip to France and the beaches where the Allied forces landed in the summer of 1944, the last being in 2019. Born in 1924 in Norwich, Jack enlisted as a 19-year-old and after the war was manager at the Federation Club, later the Talk in Oak Street. In Norwich before taking on a number of business ventures including a Great Yarmouth nightclub and a catering supplies company.
The sole remaining survivor of a British naval ship sunk by U-boats during the Second World War has died at the age of 99. Reg Bishop, who lived in Cawston, was a gunner on board the HMS Hecla when she was attacked off the coast of North Africa on November the 11th, 1942. Almost 300 crew members died that night. Of the 568 survivors, Mr. Bishop would live the longest, for another 79 years, becoming a tower of strength for his family and remaining active deep into his final decade, with only COVID restrictions stopping his regular visits to Mecca Bingo on Aylsham Road in Norwich. Mr. Bishop was born on December the 14th, 1922, in Clye. As a boy, he attended Blakeney School and later worked in a poultry farm before joining the building trade. After enlisting in the Navy in 1942, he took his training at HMS Ganges in Shotley and then Chatham before travelling on the Queen Elizabeth troop ship to Egypt. That August, he joined HMS Hecla. His recollection of the night the ship went down was transcribed in 2017 by his daughter-in-law, Mary Bishop. He was asleep in his hammock when the first torpedo hit and he rushed up to A gun in the pitch dark. After another two missiles hit, crew got the order to abandon ship. His most vivid memory was of those stranded in the sea, singing in the darkness, "There'll always be an England." Around 16 hours after the attack, the survivors were picked up by HMS Venomous and evacuated to Casablanca. He was released from the Navy in 1946 and attended a painting and decorating course in Letchworth, where he met his first wife, Peggy, also from Norfolk. Mr. Bishop later worked as a painter and decorator with Bisley's in Aylsham until retirement. Mr. Bishop is survived by two of his children, 8 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. He also has 2 stepdaughters, 5 step-grandchildren, and 5 step-great-grandchildren.
Parents at a school near Norwich have accused teachers of prioritising exam grades over the mental well-being of pupils. The Heatherset Academy, part of the Inspiration Trust, is renowned for its strict rules. Children have to wear very specific uniform, follow painted lines in the corridor, and risk being banned from the end of the year proms if they break the rules too many times. One parent, who did not wish to be named, said a point system is in place where pupils who clocked up more than 10 behavioural points are barred from the parties. The school says it has clear rules in place to establish a safe and welcoming culture, and its overall academic performance is excellent. But parents have raised concerns about exam results being prioritised over the mental health of children following the lockdowns, a claim denied by the school. A spokesman for Heatherset Academy said, "We all expect pupils to follow a basic standard of behaviour with any sanctions both measured and appropriate. We recognise the challenges that our students have faced over the last few years due to the pandemic, and we have a comprehensive support programme in place to help any children that are struggling with their mental health and well-being." The Inspiration Trust has been contacted.